InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the first day of 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live here on the Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We've been here for about 10 years, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, I've been on the air for 21 years, for the last 20 weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Yeah, a lot of times when I've got the most hardcore, over-the-top news, and I come in here, I talk about how do I cover this? How do I get people's attention? How do I let people know just how serious this is? You know, I don't come on the air and tell you that we're in an incredible crisis just to have folks listen. Because let me tell you something right now. I wouldn't be here on the first day of 2017. I'd be at the movies or at restaurants or around a campfire or hiking up some mountain. I might have a can of Colorado Kool-Aid in my hand. I would not be here. You can believe it. The news we've got in front of us and my sources, and boy, I wish those sources weren't so bona fide and so hardcore and so high level. I wish every day that we weren't the tip of the spear and that we weren't so on target and that you weren't so on target. I mean, I am speechless at this point. When we come back, I'm going to break down the fact that the United States is now under a form of martial law, a form of COG emergency government. And the powers that be in the, 18 days till Trump gets in? Is it 18 days? The powers that be are strongly trying to sell the case that Trump should not be inaugurated on January 20th, 19 days from now. Want to get technical, 18 days, 438 hours, 26,337 minutes, 18 days, 6 hours, 57 minutes, 10 seconds. Until 45 is in office. And obviously, I know a lot of inside baseball, a lot of behind-the-scenes things, but I, more importantly, can look at the tea leaves here in front of me, and I can tell you that this is the most important 18 days of our lives right now. And I can guarantee you that if America was ever going to fall and fall hard, it's going to be right now, because America's trying to rise again and get loose from the globalist, and they are panicking, putting everything they've got behind stopping the movement towards nationalism and prosperity and not globalism and poverty. Let me just give you one little tidbit of what's in front of me today that we will cover in spades. Washington Post retracts story about Russian hacking at Vermont utility. That was today. Politico yesterday came out and said it was fake. On Friday, Infowars.com broke the news with Merkel Phelan. DrudgeReport.com posted our article. It went viral. The White House and Hillary-controlled media said we were crazy and Russian agents as usual. But then the power plant head had to come out and say, no, it's true. None of this happened. Totally fake. Now, I've got some of the best tech people around. I've got folks that, I mean, Merkel Phelan broke the Stingray system a decade ago and 4 years ago released the secret documents on the nationwide and city grids that were leaked out of Homeland Security to us. That's the kind of guy he is. You know, he talks to the big hack groups, you name it. DC Leaks, WikiLeaks, you name it. And we got a lot for you today coming up. Stay with us, believe me.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
gentlemen. It is January 1st, 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I was not planning a few days ago to be here live today. But we are going to be live today because of emergency circumstances. Now, I don't have to tell you that we have been through one of the most contentious elections in U.S. history in our 244-year history. I don't have to tell you that one of the most historic elections against globalism just took place in modern world history. I don't have to tell you that we have seen the establishment media and multinational banking barons throw everything they've got against the Brexit and Nigel Farage and the people of the UK, and throw everything they've got against the people of the United States and Donald Trump, and throw everything they've got against the independent, nationalistic, truth-based press that has been kicking their butt up and down the street. I don't have to remind you that we've seen the communist Chinese and every other multinational criminal organization come out and demonize the American people and say that we can't have Donald Trump. I don't have to tell you that they have attacked us unceasingly with lies, saying that anyone that doesn't support Obamacare or open borders or losing your rights or having your five-year-old taught how to be a tranny is a, quote, racist. Because that isn't working, they've now moved to say we're enemies of the state and that we're Russian agents. I can tell you that President-elect Trump, who's in 18 days, knows that the Russian hack story is complete and total lies. Bravo, Sierra. And is designed to delegitimize his presidency, not just before he gets in, so that once he gets in, he's a lame duck or wounded, but to try to get an atmosphere going where Trump could be assassinated, where Trump could be removed from office, and if the military and police and others try to defend the Constitution and defend our free and open elections, they too will be called Russian agents. Currently, the battle space is being affected. The battle space is being prepared. The battle space is being put into place so that we can see Donald Trump assassinated or arrested under espionage charges, claiming that he's actually a Russian agent. Now, I told you this 2 weeks ago, and it got picked up in newspapers. You notice they took it seriously because they know we have our sources and we understand what we're talking about. But I'm here to tell you right now that we're under a form of martial law when mainstream media is putting out daily hoaxes that Russians are hacking power grids to take America into the freezing dark, that Russians are expelling people from U.S. schools based in Russia. Not true. That Putin, is manipulating our internal operations so citizens can have their rights taken away because they're really agents. Then the media lies about the fact that Putin expelled U.S. diplomats. Didn't happen. And we have hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. With 18 days left, they intend to try to keep Trump out. You saw the WikiLeaks, the criminality, the getting money from foreign powers. It's Hillary and the Democrats that are run by multinationals. It's Hillary and the Democrats that are selling this country out to globalism. Trump is returning America to its sovereignty. And that's why the enemies of this republic are inverting that or projecting who they are onto him. A great example was last Thursday. Big op-ed piece in newspapers around the country by George Soros, who's overthrown more than 20 countries, who financed the Arab Spring, the overthrow of the elected government in Ukraine, the civil war there, the tens of thousands of dead. He came out and said Donald Trump is a dictator and Donald Trump is Hitler and reminds me of Hitler. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator on record. But again, he's calling Trump Hitler and saying he's a dictator when it's Soros that overthrows countries, when it's Soros that worked for Hitler. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. And now the Washington Post comes out and says, oh, there's dark suspicions about Trump's Russia stance. Now that he says he doesn't believe it, the Post says that must mean he's actually a Russian agent. But first, let's get to this report. This is from Friday, Merkel Phelan, writing for Infowars.com. Washington Post stirs fear after false report of power grid hack by Russia. The Obama administration ordered all of the COG companies, including private power plants that are under continuity of government systems, that's the martial law grid during a nuclear attack, but Obama's now activated that, claiming Trump is a foreign power. I told you that over 2 weeks ago. Now they're admitting COG's been activated. Never before. This is how Trump can try to claim that the legitimate government isn't real and can put stay-behind networks in, even if Trump gets in, can sabotage the economy ahead of Trump getting in. They're running a double game. They're trying to block Trump getting in, trying to create an atmosphere where they could kill him or arrest him or remove him. They're trying to sell that idea, but it's not selling. But at the same time, in case he does get in, they're sabotaging the economy, putting their people in everywhere. And by the way, I have the Washington Post, I have the New York Times here in my stack. They admit they're putting these stay-behind networks in. It is truly incredible time to be alive. So, hoax after hoax, they say Putin has expelled U.S. diplomats. Not true. Look it up. They say that, oh my gosh, Vermont got hacked by the Russians to turn the power off, but Homeland Security caught them. Well, anybody could go check the local news and the power plant. They said, no, we were ordered under COG, even though we're a private company, by Obama and DHS to scan with a list of things to scan all of our private computers, laptops we bring to work, iPhones, and our own terminals. And they found malware that is super common and sometimes comes out of Russia, China generally. But everybody knows that the government puts out malware, the FBI has been caught doing it, you name it. So with no proof, they say somebody's computer. By the way, they say up to like 30-something percent of the country's infected with this stuff. It's from all over the world. So imagine just some normal virus is now a national news story with Obama's best buddy that owns Amazon owning the Washington Post, turning into the greatest propaganda arm the world has ever seen of total disinformation. And they've been caught in a giant fake news story coming out saying the Russians tried to turn the power off over Christmas. That ran all over the news, all over every channel. Now, because of Drudge Report carrying our article, breaking it down, showing the facts, they had to come out. This is in the New York Post. Washington Post retracts story about Russia hack at Vermont utility. And goes on to say it was not found. And it was found on a laptop. And it's just a normal malware. Has nothing to do with the Russians or the Russian government. Just as we told you on Friday, all retracted today. Here is the original article out of the Washington Post. Russian operation hacked a Vermont utility, showing risk to U.S. electrical grid, security officials say. What did John McCain come out and say on Friday? This is an act of war. We must respond militarily. Hillary said the same thing, and Obama said that he's looking to respond off of a laptop that upwards of 30%, look it up, of the country's computers have the virus. You visit all these news sites, you visit porn sites, you visit basically any site. The third-party advertising has this stuff loaded up and then loads it onto your computer to track what you do for marketing purposes and then sends the data back. And they're saying that malware, scamware, advertising software on a laptop in Vermont, we need to have war with the Russians. Now, think about this. They're trying to just put out fake stories now. As they get more panicked in the next 18 days, they could have operatives in Russia launch an attack from a hotel room into the United States and blame it on Russia. They could do anything because they're so desperate to try to delegitimize this election. And they're openly talking about, in hearings next week they've announced, that McCain's going to be part of, moving to actually block Trump getting into office. Now, remember they tried that with the electors. And they tried that in the primaries. And they tried that with recounts. And the whole time they were doing it, they'd say, we're not trying to remove Trump. We just want to remove Trump. Remember the double thing. We're not trying to remove Trump. But we're trying to remove Trump, so we could never form opposition to it. They'd say, that's crazy. No one wants to block the election. We just want the electors not to seat Trump and have Hillary. So it's the same thing. And they've been caught in more hoaxes. But I'm going to break down why I'm so sure that they are seriously moving to block Trump getting in 18 days. They're going to try it. They are.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Within a week or so of the historic November 8th election, it was clear that Obama and the MSM and the corporate globalists were trying to dismantle Trump's credibility, the populist movement's credibility, our momentum, but also trying to sabotage the economy. And I saw a great editorial cartoon over the weekend that we had posted to Infowars.com that shows the hand of Obama with a lit match reaching out, lighting a fuse that goes to the world that's actually a bomb. Happy New Year, lame duck agenda. And a lot of folks say, oh, well, that's his strategy, just blocking, put horrible people in, shine 3,000-plus regulations, 9,000-plus pages on average every day that Obama was signing last week. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of total pages in the last few weeks they've signed to completely shut this country down. People say, oh, that's Obama's parting shot. No, Obama was always going to do that. That's Cloward and Piven. Their plan in the WikiLeaks is to shut the economy down because all the regulations are written to exempt the big mega corporations. This is economic warfare. It's what globalism is. Trump knows that. Stephen Bannon knows that. Nigel Farage knows that. They all speak about it. They understand it. They know it. The MSM knows. They listen to this show. They know you are the ground troops that are the heart of the resistance. They understand that our information is spreading fast. They're in crisis mode. So how are they responding? I'm going to try to settle down and lay this out to you. They wouldn't be saying that an elected president was a Russian agent. They're not just saying the Russians stole the election now with no proof. They have Clapper go brief Congress with no facts. Or Brennan. They are simply pushing this narrative that Trump's got to be stopped. It is so incredibly dangerous. And they're putting out fake news stories every day that are so gargantuan, I even get fooled. On Friday, by the end of the show, we were talking about, okay, CNN reports that Russia is expelling our diplomats as well. I got home at night until I learned that indeed it wasn't true. Putin had said, no, we're not expelling anybody. And our media, it took them until Saturday to even admit it wasn't true. But the Washington Post spun it that, oh, that's because he knows Trump's an agent, and so he doesn't care. Oh, this is even worse. Here's the article. Washington Post raises dark suspicions about Trump's Russian stance. This is crazy. Now, if you just joined us, here's an article by Merkel Phelan, Washington Post stirs fears after false report of power grid hack by Russia. By the way, stuff's gotten so weird now that I see emails come through going, oh, Merkel Phelan, he has a name like Merkel or Mikhail. Is he Russian? Oh my gosh, they're everywhere. No, his dad's Scandinavian. I think he's like Finnish or something. I've met him, he's been here. No, he's Scandinavian, even worse. We're all dead. Excuse me. There is an evil Russian that works here, though, named Daria. Oh, my gosh. And her parents moved her to get away from the Soviet Union. And she's been in Army Special Ops and has a great pedigree in that and worked with the most secretive Army units. We can't trust her either. Oh, my gosh. You know, Delta Force can trust her. Oh, she'll get mad at me. I mean, people like that can trust her, but she's a Russian agent. We've all got to look underneath the... They're going to get us any minute. Excuse me. So, I'm just going to stop right there. Folks, they're calling me a Russian agent. I'm as Russian an agent as a dinosaur with a red cape. Remember, that's what Tom Hanks said, look, Trump's going to win like spaceships land with dinosaurs and red capes. Well, you know what had happened, jackass. But let me get back to the serious news and then walk through it, then open the phones up. And then we're going to have some special guests joining us in the second hour. Big guest coming up this week. Stone, Roger Stone said, I've only been in the hospital when I was born. Stone's been really sick for 2 weeks. And a lot of what we had cooking got derailed because of that. But I am going to be out of town some the next few weeks. Off and on, popping in on the radio show. I'm just giving you a heads up. And so, I mean, we're going real operational here with a lot of the things that are happening, and I'm just going to leave it at that for all the listeners. But we're not in Kansas anymore. And I've got a message to Obama and George Soros and Hillary and the globalists on the other side of this break. But let me just calmly get back to the arrogance of this, okay? Washington Post stirs fears about false report of power grid hack by Russia. Merkel Phelan, you go read it. And we've got all the reports that it is a well-known junkie virus that's been around for over a year that's from all over the world that different hacker groups use and get you to open an email or whatever, and then you take it and you have it, and then they get into your data. It had nothing to do with Russia. It's like saying, it's like if Russia had a laptop at one of their 1,000 power plants or whatever, and they opened it up and they said, oh my God, we found a laptop at a Russian, you know, power plant, say in Moscow, and the hack is known to come from the U.S. The bug, we believe, came from the U.S. Let's have war with Russia. We'd say, are you crazy? Tens of thousands of viruses a year come out of the United States. And what does it do on your laptop? Steal your advertising information? That's what it does. It's malware, spyware. So Merkel Phelan writes about this, and by the next day, Forbes picks it up and others, and the Washington Post today had to retract it. Just like they said, we have a list of who the Russian-controlled media is, InfoWars and Drudge and Breitbart. And then 2 weeks later, people were filing lawsuits. They had to come out and retract it, and they said, okay, we're going to be honest. We don't know where the list came from. Oh, you pulled a magic list out of your butt. Let me guess, George Soros? Let me guess, Media Matters? Let me guess, Southern Poverty Law Center? Let me guess, the CIA, the whole leftist arm of it? You people have really jumped the shark here. So here's this article. Now, here, that's on Friday. Here it is today. Fake news and how the Washington Post rewrote its story on Russian hacking of the power grid. There's Forbes reporting that it's fake. Here's another one. Washington Post retracts story about Russian hack at Vermont utility. Why do they want to shut InfoWars down? Because our main job has been to debunk corporate globalist New World Order fake news. That's what we do. The same people that lied to you about WMDs in Iraq, we exposed it, so did Donald Trump in 2003. They put out fake news stories about how Obamacare is free. We show you the bill and show you it's not. We debunk the fact that they say there's no IRS enforcement. They hire 18,000 agents 4 years ago. Implementation began. Now everybody's getting the notices that doesn't have Obamacare about the fines, the penalties. See, that's what we do. They can't have us here reminding you, oh, here's Gruber on C-SPAN 8 times saying, thank God you're so stupid and don't know he was hired to lie to you and double and triple prices. So, I mean, look, Merkel Phelan just checked local newspapers, checked what was said, went and checked the supposed virus, found out it has nothing to do with Russia. It's like saying, somebody threw a Coke can at somebody in the street, and we think it came from Russia. Anybody can throw the Coke can. I mean, it's just completely, just absolutely, and they've admitted it's not true. Just like they said, Russia was pulling its diplomats out when they weren't. It's all lies, preying on you, because they got caught lying in the election and lost. They're just tripling down. Stay with us. The key message is coming up.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's the first broadcast of 2017. It's up to us how good this year turns out. Across the planet, populist movements that are libertarian-based are retaking their countries from the globalist. And the global corporate crime syndicate is in a complete meltdown right now. If they can stop Trump, they believe they can turn the tide against the global awakening. And my message to Obama and Hillary and Soros and the Rockefellers and all the rest of them is this. Look, you may think the public's dumb. You may think that they're only watching sports and the Kardashians. But a large minority of people are awake, are involved, are informed, and understand how things operate. And there's no way you're ever going to get your technocracy and your planetary system in place when we're aware of it, especially when your system is so inequitable. You claim you're the liberals that want to redistribute wealth. You're the ones that pay almost no taxes. You're the ones that are consolidating control and trying to get rid of the free market system that allows others to compete and be upwardly mobile and that destroys choices. You're trying to sew things up with your technocracy. You're despicable, horrible, evil, selfish people. And look, I know you know that. You're probably laughing. Oh, he's telling us we're ruthless. Wow, thank you for giving me that newsflash, Alex. Look, I know you know. But I want you to understand, we're coming for you with ideas, with renaissance, with exposure of the system you are establishing and you're setting up. We want to deliver prosperity to people. We want to deliver choice to people. We want to deliver a free and open society. And George Soros may call his organization the Open Society. It's the opposite of it. Look at how he's financing radical jihad worldwide. These are authoritarians. This guy tries to overthrow every country he can, including liberal ones, and who tries to crash people's retirements and crash their currencies and consolidate and get the money for himself. This guy naked shorts our future and bets on our downfall, and the piece of crap brags about it and talks about the best time of his life was rounding up Jews in Hungary. That's a quote. And the best time of his life is plunging economies, and how much he hates Christians and how much he hates Russians and everybody else. He hates anybody who's red-blooded and into chicken neck coward like him. He's anti-human. And that is why we have solidarity with Russia. Now, in fairness and in truthfulness, I will tell you the Russian connection. I'm going to give it to you right now. There is no connection between Trump and myself and the Russians other than this. Russia, 18 years ago, kicked out or began kicking out the Western multinational oligarchs, globalists, that had totally taken control of their country after the fall of the Soviet Union. And then Yeltsin made a lot of deals with them as well. It was really bad. By the time Putin got in, whether you love him or hate him, he began to kick those people out. He did set up some other Russians as kind of the strongmen, but they delivered jobs in Russia and more prosperity. So they only kept, it's been estimated, 3-4%. They were still made themselves billionaires instead of Rothschilds and Rockefeller interests that were literally extracting 95% of the money out of Russia and leaving nothing behind. Just like they do in Africa and Latin America. You wonder why Latin America is so bad, Africa is so bad? The globalist colonial model is don't leave anything there for them. And the global system is nothing but colonialism coming back to the West and carrying out the same activities here. So my message to Obama and everybody else is this. You know that I don't bluff. You know that I understood from the internal polling and the polls you were getting that Hillary was 10 to 15 to 20 points behind. You know that the majority of major intelligence agencies and the people that are in intelligence agencies who actually care about this country or who are just mercenaries but don't want to see the golden goose killed are aware of your criminal activities and are aware of your plan to impoverish and are aware of your plan to mount this republic's head on the wall and sell us out to the Shycoms and other people. And the way you've gone about it, pissing in America's face, being so arrogant, being so hateful, your own killers, your own minions, your own operatives, your own analysts from the left and the right are against you. I would say 90% of the mid-level and low-level in any agency, any major corporation, any globalist system are totally against you. In the upper echelons, probably 60% are also against you, but trying to play both sides. And even at the very highest echelons, there's a good rogue element of maybe 10, 15% in the highest level boardrooms that aren't just hedging their bets. They want you to fail. They're not out to get the average person. Sure, they want power, they want money, but they're not out to see poor kids not get cancer cures. They're not out to see America fall. They like seeing old John Wayne movies. They don't have some hard-on to destroy the republic because they got some chip on their shoulder. They're not social justice warrior snowflakes. And your social justice snowflake garbage got so out of control that even some of the coldest, most powerful people out there have decided they don't want to be ruled by this mentally ill brainwashing system you've created. So there is basically an innate human program to want to resist dehumanization. And you have rubbed America's face and the world's face in the mud so deep that people are coming up for air and they're grasping for it and they've had a taste of globalism and the world is saying this tastes like rotten flesh. This is the stinkiest, nastiest, greasiest, filthiest, trash we have ever smelled or tasted or seen, we do not want to be under your system. And a lot of elites say, man, globalism conquered the world. Why isn't it empowering and innovating? We're really going to dumb everybody down, have a bunch of poverty and a bunch of race wars and live in 200 square foot coffin apartments? Even the highest levels people understand that will blow back on them. You don't want to live in a world like that. We're all interconnected. You're not going to get away with this. And so there is a massive resistance forming against you. And you're being caught. You come out and you say the Russians hacked Vermont and tried to turn the power off on the East Coast so we'd all be cold at Christmas. What a just use your common sense. The Russians want Trump in. They want detente. They want trade. They want the sanctions off. They're not doing anything to us. They're battling Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They want to work with the West. They know there's a nationalist movement all over the world that agrees with that. The Russians were the trailblazers because they'd already hit the bottom before anybody else. They were the lowest of the low under tyranny. I'd love to see China become free and overthrow what they've got. I'd love to work with China. The point is the Russians hit bottom first. They're coming back up. Have we hit bottom? And so the only real Russian connection there is that our military, and Cy Hirsch reported on this year in Military to Military, an article in London Review of Books, and it's a book he's got out, and there's also articles at the New York Magazine and others, New Yorker, where our military, thing I told you 5 years ago, and nobody else had the intel, said we're not going to help Al-Qaeda. So the media changed the name to ISIS to confuse our military. It didn't work. They said we're not going to help a bunch of ISIS rebels out of Saudi Arabia. So our own military told Obama no, and in mass resistance following the Constitution against Obama's treason and Obama's mutiny against his duty, they began blocking ISIS and Al-Qaeda for the last 4 years, and now Russia is mopping up the final pieces of that right now, and Obama just got caught in the last month flooding arms again to the radical jihadists that make up 90-plus percent of the resistance to Assad. And now that the final pockets are being removed, Russia has made a deal with Turkey and has basically agreed to give part of the country to Turkey and is going to carve it up into three pieces and actually stabilize the peace and pull out, which was the previous U.S. government plan to begin with. So Russia is following exactly what they said they would do 4 years ago when they made a secret deal with the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence agencies. Now, those very same U.S. intelligence agencies, also British as well, were so sickened by using NSA systems that the idiot globalists gave them. I love how they gave all these government agencies the power to spy on everybody, but never thought they'd be spied on. And they were so sickened by the pedophilia, the corruption, the selling out of the population, that they began leaking to the public and the press what's going on. And if Obama and the globalists keep pushing, here's the final warning, they're going to release everything on you, Obama, including what color hot dogs you like to suck on. So you go ahead and push it, and it will all come out. You want to throw a punch? Go ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am absolutely sworn. I have sworn on the altar of God. Eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of men. And because I have sworn that before God, I basically can't lie. It's incredibly empowering. It's how I live my life. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, tell my mom if she asks, hey, was that food good and it didn't taste good? You know, my mom's a great cook. Occasionally, something might not taste good. I'll say, oh, yeah, it's great, Mom. But when it comes to substantive ideology, issues, God, things like that, I mean, it just all I can do is tell the truth. It's who I am. Well, the globalists are the opposite. All they can do is lie because they're of their father, the father of lies. And it's been in the news that our own intelligence agencies and our own military told Obama and Hillary and Kerry, we're not going to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda in attacks on Syria and Assad. This is evil. And Russia came in almost 5 years ago, made a covert deal with patriots in our country because they understood that Obama was not the president. And Russia said, yes, we will let them broker a deal, probably split it in three pieces, because Syria should really be in three pieces. got the Kurds, then you're going to have the Sunnis, then you're going to have the Shiites and Alawites and Christians, you know, there on the coast. That's the viable area. That's really Syria. The other groups are there. What are you going to do with them? They've kind of invaded in the last 50 years. It's hard to get rid of them. And now Russia's moving forward. They did the deal last week. They're moving forward to split the country in three parts. They did exactly what they said they'd do. Ceasefire deal for Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey. The United States is nowhere involved because Obama is literally a foreign multinational globalist. He's not our president. He violated, what is it? My memory fails. I don't have a teleprompter. Is it Article 9, Section 2? Is it Section 2, Article 9? Will you guys pull me a Fall of the Republic DVD around here? Because on the back, I talk about it in the write-up of the film. I get the right section. The point is, there's a law against the president serving in a foreign government body, and he became the head of the National Security Council. Remember that? For one of the rotations? It's less than a year. And they had Kissinger and all these globalists at the meeting in New York just praising it because it was illegal, folks. He became basically the head of the UN. Because the UN isn't run by the Secretary General. That's like a faux post. Kind of like in Texas, the governor, since the Civil War, had his power stripped. It's the lieutenant governor that's in charge. The head of the Security Council is who really runs the UN and who really runs the votes and what they do. And Obama was U.S. president while he was that. Remember then he went to Congress and top generals said, we're allowed to be in the Middle East. We're allowed to invade this country or that country because we've been given authorization by NATO and by the UN. Remember that? And senators and House members went, I can't believe I'm even hearing this. I feel like I'm in a dream. You just told me you don't get authority from Congress and the law and the purse isn't controlled by Congress. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, that's right, Senator. We get our authority from the European Union. We get our authority from NATO. We get the authority from the UN. And then Loretta Lynch came out last year and said, our police departments are going to go under the Strong Cities Initiative of the UN. She said it, not me. So how am I supposed to calmly sit here and not get upset when they come out and announce, Russia has tried to turn our power off on the East Coast? You go to the local news and they talk to the power plant and they go, no, we were told to scan all our computers by Obama. And we scanned all our private ones, too, and one laptop had some adware on it. Imagine some adware. Imagine that. Some adware. And now we're about to have a war, and they've got people all over CNN, all over MSNBC calling for war. My God, what else we got to do? The Russians just tried to turn the power off. What else is it going to take? They found it. Let's put the thing back on screen. Thank you. Here it is. This is what Obama violated. President Obama has brazenly, flagrantly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself as the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And again, this is all part of a process of just signing our rights away and flushing them down the proverbial toilet. Gerald Celente is going to join us the next hour. We're ready to take calls. I'm going to open the phones up. I'd love to hear from you, the first callers of 2017. Don't get me wrong. Incredibly positive things are happening. This is the year the MSM got exposed, the year the MSM really began to implode. But they want to take the rest of the free press and the First Amendment with us. It's also the year they passed the law saying they're going to ban free speech in America. Now, I had the former head counsel of the FCC on Friday. And he said, yes, this is the War Powers Act in this new bill in the NDAA that Obama signed the day before Christmas, a week and a half ago. And he said it is martial law with the media. But he said implementing it is going to be basically impossible. And see, that's the good news. Obama is kind of like, and here's the key thing I meant to say the entire broadcast, as scary as this stuff is. Obama is like Hitler in 1945 in that bunker. And a month before he finally, you know, supposedly committed suicide or whatever really happened, the Russians and the U.S. forces were maybe, and the Allied forces were 10 miles away. And they fought and fought and fought. And a few days before he committed suicide, they were just about 200 yards away. And there's that last photo of Hitler standing outside where they've dug holes in the ground where his bodies are supposed to be burned. He and Eva Braun. Can you guys Google last known photo of Hitler? It's him with a general talking to him with his arms out, and Hitler's looking where he's about to be buried. Outside the bunker, they're at the Reich Chancellery. But the point is, the Nazi Germany fell then. Whatever happened to Hitler? It's open for debate. And so he's there in his bunker, and until a week or so out, he didn't think he was still going to lose. Well, you've got Obama and the globalists in their bunker. Every vote in every country that has a vote is pulling out of the New World Order, pulling out of TPP, pulling out of NAFTA, pulling out of GATT. Everybody's doing it. He found his top left-hand corner right there. There you go. That's it. So, that's the last known photo of Hitler. So, there is some iconography about Hitler, though. You got to admit it, man. He just looks like something out of a... Has anybody ever looked that evil? Just look at just that photo. Just looks like the devil, doesn't he? I know everybody overdoes the Hitler stuff, but man, I've really read books about Hitler. I've read books Hitler wrote. I mean, Hitler was into some dark crap, man. He was a devil worshiper. But listen, I mean, he was a devil. But let's just back off from that minute and just get back into this. I've got in my stack five articles out of the Washington Post and the New York Times, three in the Post, two in the Times, where they've just published since Friday complete lies, and then they're calling for war with Russia. What am I supposed to do? Stand on my head to stop this? But let me give you the good news. They're in their bunker, and he's got Brennan, who should be fired the minute Trump gets in 18 days, and he's got other globalists that are yes men, and Loretta Lynch that's so out of control she does illegal meetings with Bill Clinton and throws it in our face because she thought Hillary was invincible. She was going to be AG. See, here's why they're so desperate. They're in the bunker, and they know that Trump's got to prosecute them to keep their feet from the fire. Bannon, his chief strategist, came out and said, the hobbits and the deplorables have got to keep all of us accountable, including me. Don't worry, Bannon, we are. But I don't need to keep Trump accountable. The New World Order, our greatest enemies, are trying to destroy him right in front of us because they know he's going to deliver. Let me tell you something right now, and here's my message to Trump. Here's my message to Trump. Man, the mainstream media only knew the stuff I knew. They'd be so scared what they're involved in. My message to Trump is this. You know that you love this country, and you understand there have been things done to make us not prosperous, so we'd all basically go on welfare or only work for big corporations that are tax-exempt who've gamed the whole system. You understand it's a consolidation by the House scam. And you want to be the guy that presides over the return of America. If you do it, you'll be George Washington next level. You know that. And you also know you're building a dynasty for your daughter or one of your sons to run for president. And I know that. And you know if you don't deliver or die trying, your name and the word Trump will be anathema. If you deliver or die trying, the only word is messianic. And I know Trump is into things bigger than just more money. Who wants to share in power over the destruction of America and free societies when you can be the guy that runs the return of the real deal? So my message is, I don't need to send you a message. I know what you're doing. That message was everybody out there to wonder what Trump's doing. He's playing fifth dimensional chess, ladies and gentlemen, in a fight for all our lives. And the globalists are looking to try to set him up to kill him and be able to sell the fact that they killed him because he's a Russian agent.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors. You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian. And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil. And my understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult? Not at all.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation.
So George Soros would like to have you believe that he's a kind, generous benefactor who gives money to good, righteous groups and helps the children and makes sure that everyone has a voice and is safe in a democratic society. He loves everyone except those evil right-wingers. Except for one thing. That's a complete lie. And I'm going to tell you why. Soros is, in fact, one of the leading causes of global disruption on a scale like we've never seen before in a modern society. He funds countless left-wing extremist groups such as Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org that cause problems and assault peaceful people who are just trying to get their opinion out. He openly admits that he caused the revolution in Ukraine and destabilized the Middle East.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Soros is also an admitted Nazi collaborator who happily recalls the days that his town was under Nazi occupation, and he gladly helped his godfather round up the Jews and send them to prison camps.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. It created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
How can someone like this be trusted in any country? This is truly chilling, especially since this man has so much sway and power across the globe. He funded Obama's campaign, and Hillary's as well, which is why maybe he's upset, because now we have someone in office that won't listen to him. Trump didn't receive any money from Soros. Soros doesn't own him. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any sway. Maybe that's why he's coming out openly against Trump. Soros was not happy about Trump getting elected, okay? He spent millions of dollars funding the cackling corpse that is Hillary Clinton, only to see her crash and burn.
Billions, son.
Now, he's insulting Trump, calling him a Nazi, a wannabe dictator. That's especially rich coming from a known Nazi collaborator. And now that Hillary, his precious gem, the one that he thought he was finally going to get the final death blow on the U.S., has been eliminated, what can he do? This man must be stopped now. Use the hashtag #DeportSoros on your social media, such as Facebook and Instagram, and get the word out to your friends.
All right, that is my 14-year-old son, newly minted 14, very, very proud of him. He wants to be on air. He really pushes. He reads history books. He's informed. And again, it's crazy. Both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps in Europe. Both almost died. Soros is on the ground working for Hitler. My grandfathers are in the air fighting Hitler. Then my dad fought globalism and has been involved in it. I have fought globalism, and now my son. Four generations battling George Soros. I got to hand it to him. This bastard's got some staying power.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're into hour number two. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We'll have open phones. I may even open the phones up the second half of this hour, but Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, is our guest, a best-selling author, you name it, just a good friend of mine. And, of course, one of the audience's favorite guests. In fact, I get more requests for Gerald Celente than probably anybody else, except for maybe Roger Stone, or I guess that's about it. Now, look, if you just joined us, The Washington Post got caught running a fake story Friday that a Vermont power company got hacked and that Russia was trying to turn the East Coast power grid off. Friday and Saturday, insane McCain came out and called for war with Russia. Now, on Friday, we just went to the local news and checked what virus it was. Homeland Security ordered everybody that worked there to scan their own private computers for any viruses. It was malware that's been around for years, the latest version of a year. They think it's out of China. It has originated some from Russia, but also the U.S. But it's like malware that tracks what you do to sell marketing data. It's I mean, 30-something percent of computers have similar viruses. So this is like saying somebody's got a virus on their computer at a power plant. Let's have war with Russia with no proof. So Forbes, the New York Post, even AP have to admit it's fake. Washington Post retracts story about Russian hack at Vermont utility. Forbes, fake news and how the Washington Post rewrote its story on Russian hacking of the power grid. Now, I don't tell you, oh, look, Merkel Phelan, our writer, had this first Friday, and Drudge had to have the courage to run our story. He obviously checks our links. Drudge is bigger than the New York Times. I don't want to give Drudge credit or Merkel Phelan credit. We need the credit. We're under attack. They passed a bill. Obama signed it 8 days ago, 9 days ago, I guess the night before Christmas, saying they're going to take over the free press. They list us by name and say, shut off Alex Jones, and I'm Dark Heart, and all this crazy, weird crap. I mean, this is getting weird, man. They say Trump's a Russian agent. I'm allowed to tell you this. Trump says it's BS. He just is blown away. Trump is counting down the days. He just wants to say, okay, China, you have a 15% corporate tax lower than us. We're going to match it so the jobs come back. Corporations admit $1 trillion will come back in 1 year. Already $100 billion plus in jobs coming in next year. With the Japanese and everybody else saying they're going to move here. Exuberance, stock market gains, $1.2 trillion. And Obama admits, I mean, in fact, I forgot it. It's in my dressing room. My dressing room, I've got my bathroom. There's a stack of New York Times articles I forgot to bring. When I put on my sports jacket, I laid it in front of the sports jackets hanging in the closet. Yeah, in my bathroom. Thanks. I want to show this. I thought I was on a limb last week. You know, Obama's trying to sabotage Trump. He's trying to just do everything he can to hurt the economy. Thousands of pages, like something like 9,000 pages of regulations a day was what AP admitted on Thursday. And so I'm sitting here watching all this unfold. And then they just come out in the New York Times yesterday and today and proudly say, oh, yeah, he's trying to tie Trump's hands. There it is. Obama's legacy. 2016 ends with a record-shattering regulatory rule book, Forbes. So, Gerald Celente, we're going to break here in about 6 minutes, but I wanted to get him on today. I was just thinking of him, and so I called him, and I said, well, you just come on today because the year just ended, a new year's coming. How would you brand 2016, the year of Trump, the year of nationalism, the year the MSM died? What are you most buoyant, positive about in 2017? What are you most concerned about? And then we'll also talk maybe a little bit about Supreme Court folks, because, I mean, Trump would do a big deal if he put some patriot, announced some patriot to fill the whole Scalia hole before he even gets in. But regardless, there's a lot to talk about. Gerald Celente of Trends Research, trendsresearch.com. Thanks for coming on your holiday.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this is very disturbing what's going on with the Obama administration and these false claims about Russia. Because, as you well know, and my work as well, people live by sound bites. This is a sound bite world. And a lot of people, they're hooked to, whether it's Facebook or Google News, it's headline news. The Fourth Estate is dead. So people are just getting, for the majority, those that aren't concerned about getting more information. So when you hear the headlines coming from places like the Washington Post, you know, it's saying that the Russians hacked the Vermont electric system. And then you read the comments, and the comments by, for instance, the governor of Vermont, Peter Shumlin, or is it Chumplin? Quote, Vermonters and all Americans should be both alarmed and outraged that one of the world's leading thugs, Vladimir Putin, has been attempting to hack our electric grid, which we rely upon to support our quality of life. economy, health, and safety. This episode should highlight the urgent need for our federal government to vigorously pursue and put an end to this sort of Russian meddling. Would this guy go to the George Goebbels School of Journalism? What a little clown of a man putting out a statement like this on information that's now, according to the Department of Homeland Security, quote, no evidence hackers infected Vermont power grid.
That's right. Let's be clear. Even DHS comes out. Now, Obama's going to order them to lie. Remember, they say the CIA is going to release this report that Russia stole the election. The CIA comes out and says it's not true. Obama then orders the political head of it, Brennan, to come out and lie. So over and over again, we know they're lying. So now they come out and say that Russia tried to turn the lights off on Christmas. That's admittedly not true. So I'd expect to hear another reversal, though, tomorrow once Obama gets political. Let me ask you this, Gerald. I mean, my gut level, also intellectually, I've never been on fire. I've never been this concerned about them really trying to stop Trump. They are panicked right now.
Well, let's go back to the news. After Trump wins, what are they going to do? They're going to have recounts, remember, in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. So that was the news. Then they had another 2 weeks of news that they're going to go to the Electoral College. And you saw these little losers, these Hollywood little flea bags, putting out these videos telling the Electoral College to vote differently. The importance of this, again, is the effect it has, because that's the news. And going back to this is pure McCarthyism. What this little lowlife of a guy, this Governor Peter Chumlin from his Democrat from Vermont. I want to read you another one. This is from Peter Welch. And by the way, these guys, when you look at their track records, these guys never worked a day in their lives, most of them. They've been playing the political game from the time.
And they're out there promoting that Russia tried to turn the lights out 2 days after it's admitted to be more made-up crap.
Here's what he says, this Welch. He said the attack shows how rampant Russian hacking, quote, is systematic, relentless, and predatory. They'll hack everywhere, even Vermont, in pursuit of opportunities to disrupt our country. We must remain vigilant, which is why I support President Obama's sanctions against Russia and its attacks on our country and what it stands for. These people should be thrown out of office. These little lying pieces of garbage putting out this kind of information and instilling hatred in the minds.
And Gerald, I totally agree. We're going to come back and lay this out, but let's be clear. They admit it was fake. They made it up. It's a lie. It's a virus on a laptop that's generally all over the world. Nothing to do with Russia. DHS admits it's all fake. The Washington Post had to retract. They're coming out today still being lazy, not getting with the program that, oh, this has already been retracted. This fake news has already fallen. Again, Russia doesn't want war. Russia isn't expanding. Russia wants to work with us. They would never do something. They've had their own airliners getting blown up, and they still don't call it terror because they know Obama's behind it. So again, they have no motive to do it. It's admitted it's fake, and Democrat governors are running around still saying that Putin did it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Again, they should be thrown out of office for instilling this hatred upon the American people.
I agree. Stay there. I want to come back and read you McCain. Because McCain is calling for physical war with Russia. I mean, this is a giant temper tantrum. They lost an election. They lost all the governorships. And they just want to blow the world up because they lost.
Waging war. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm sitting here watching our corporate media that's been caught in the WikiLeaks talking about how to deceive the public, how to keep us in the dark, how to demoralize us. I mean, this is like stuff you'd read in a major war if you had enemy documents, like demoralize them. Because our media works for big multinationals that are totally cold-blooded. They're all about the bottom line. They're anti-free market. They're monopoly men. And they're so scared of Trump because I guess he just doesn't want America to sell out its greatness to create their corporate world government. But I don't have words to describe how crazy this is. But again, Why do they want to shut down the independent media? Because we're bigger than them now. You add up the thousands of great websites and independent analysts, people like Gerald Celente and Matt Drudge and all the rest of the great people out there, we dwarf them. So they now want to censor us, and they're calling for that because they can't compete. Obama, 8 days ago, signed a law, 9 days ago, saying they can begin the process of shutting down the independent press. That's an establishment in its death throes. But nevertheless, for 18 days, they're still in charge, and clearly they're trying to create an atmosphere where the assassination of Trump could be sold, or the arrest of Trump claiming he's a Russian agent. They're in the Washington Post today, one day after they admit they put out a fake Russian hack story in the power plants, saying his response to the latest thing is that it's bull. He must be a Russian agent, and Putin isn't even expelling our diplomats after they said he had. Another fake story they put out. The Washington Post is the worst now. It's the leader in BS. It's now the you-know-what where the crap comes out. I mean, I'm sorry. It is the orifice. Worse than the New York Times, which is horrible. Maybe Gerald Celente disagrees with me, but this is a dangerous time. All I'm saying is pray, call Congress, call talk radio, whatever you got to do, just make a big noise and say, listen, Soros and Obama, you start a war, buddy. We blame you. I mean, they are hysterical, Gerald. They are like spoiled, rotten babies that have nuclear weapons. Quite frankly, I'm optimistic, but I'm also scared at the same time. What do you make of all this? I mean, where are we going? How do we stop this? Because they are so afraid that we might get a president who just isn't out to get us.
Well, again, they're going to do everything they can to try to stop it. Go to USA Today, the day after Trump won. The headline read to the words to the effect was a day or two after that he's going into office with 70-something lawsuits, rather than praising that we have a new president as they did when Obama won or any president wins. It's been constant attacks. As I said to you, we remember, go back. The first thing was they were going to do a recount. Second, they were going to influence the Electoral College. That took up weeks of the media. And it's very important because these messages seep in the minds.
No, I agree they're brainwashing and they're totally against him and they're not giving up. So let me ask you this.
You said the perfect word. It's brainwashing. But I really want to stay on this because it's very important, the brainwashing. When you have a governor of a state, saying what this guy Shumlin said, this is a disgrace as an American that he is speaking like this, along with this other little boy, Welch. Yeah, Welch is the perfect word for him. Yeah, like welching on a bet, because he's welching on his position as a representative to we the people, and he's a Democratic hack like this other guy. And that's all they are. They're sore losers because Alex.
And they're lying. I mean, let me tell you, they got some big wavos days after this Russian hack of power plants is discredited and retracted. They got wavos saying it's still ongoing.
Exactly. So they're lying, and they keep it lying because here's the deal. Trump didn't only beat Clinton. He beat Obama. We talked about this. He beat Obama. They lost the Senate, and they lost the House.
They lost a bunch of governors and 900-plus House seats in the states.
Exactly. So it was a reflection on Obama's legacy. He beat Silicon Valley. They had the best algorithms. They had the best of everything working for Clinton, as WikiLeaks showed us with Jeff Schmidt, the head.
He beat the whole lock of arrogant pieces of trash.
He also beat Hollywood. He beat the Katzenbergs, the Spielbergs. He beat the Cloonies. He beat the De Niros. He beat the entertainment industry. He beat Beyonce. He beat Jay-Z. He beat the mainstream media. He beat all of them. That's why they're crying like babies and trying to do everything to stop them.
And I agree. They may be crazy enough to do anything. That's what I'm saying. Who stops them? Because I know the intelligence agencies aren't perfect. They're against Obama and Hillary. I mean, I hope they understand. I've been told by high-level sources, Gerald, I mean high-level, Army, CIA, you name it. If they keep pushing, they're going to release damaging information that makes WikiLeaks look tame.
And what they're going, I would also suggest that the people that Trump's brought in, particularly the military people, they've been brought in for a reason, because they can see what's going on and they anticipated this. I don't know for, I have no idea. I'm only looking from the outside.
Well, I do, and let me tell you, you're dead on. They are in fortress mode. Trump's looking nice to the public, but they know what's going on. I mean, they're basically at DEFCON 2 right now. This, they know, man.
But what I want to also do is to let the people know that this is a time for something new. And Trump showed that. And I'm talking now in the business sense. Make it new. I just went through the whole list of everybody that lost. Silicon Valley, Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the music industry, the mainstream media.
He's now saying Main Street, which it's like he's listening to you. Now it's reinvent America. Home, small things, little things. Back to us. That's what he says. Reinvent it from the microscopic level.
Think about the campaign slogan. Make America great again. So start bringing back the again products, whether it's in style, whether it's in fashion, whatever it might be. If you're going and stamp that thing with...
It's an attitude. It's a spirit. It's a spirit.
That's exactly it. And stamp it like your products made with pride in America. And again, if you're going to make athletic shoes, you play the Trump card, you call out the Phil Knights for using slave labor to make his products, mark them up so he could become a billionaire and sell them to we the people who have lousy jobs. Play the Trump card. He's showing you what you can do. Make it new. Go,
Gerald, I totally am on board. You're a visionary. What I'm saying is we're 18 days out. They're clearly creating an atmosphere to block Trump, to kill him, to arrest him. I mean, McCain is saying he's a Russian agent. He's calling for war. They are hysterical. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, they're going to try to stop him. It's very obvious. They're doing everything that they can. Again, let's go back to the news. Again, current events form future trends. Tracking trends is a way of seeing where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. Let's go back to how we got here. Right after the election, it's been nonstop. Let's hate Trump. Let's try to get rid of him. He's a disgrace to America. I mean, so you can see where it's going. And now we're going to go up to the inauguration, and it's anything goes.
I agree. Let's come back to it and really break this down because, again, it's this weird feeling of incredible good things are happening, horrible things are happening at the same time. And I look at the globalists and these scum, and like you said, all these inbred nobodies that are just given governorships and they can't even do anything and they just make up lies all day. I mean, that's what's crazy is I think the elite are stupid enough to really try to cheat Trump. Because, look, for liberty, if they kill Trump or arrest him, we win. I mean, I'm sorry for Trump, but they have no idea what they're even playing with. I mean, this revolution is unstoppable, and if they really try to kill our champion, they just turn him into Obi-Wan Kenobi.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. All right. I tend to get a little boisterous here on air, and just analyzing myself during the break, I was thinking, why am I so upset? I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel satisfied. I feel really angry at myself. We're changing the world. We're reaching tens of millions of people a week. I don't care about all that. I care about you. I care about myself. And if I care about myself, it means I care about you. We're all together. And there's so many people, I can't wake up to the fact that collectivism and big government and socialism doesn't work. Look at Venezuela. They're all flooding into neighboring countries and collapsing their economies right now. And just look at how Trump just wants to have fair taxes and low taxes for poor people. That'll immediately raise the economy. I'm not going to go into all the history of that or how Kennedy cut taxes to poor people by 50% and it doubled tax receipts the next year. It's so sad to see our free society dying and then to see, you think I get excited when we write an article exposing the Washington Post as lying about the power grid being cut off in the East Coast by the Russians? No, I'm sad that little old Alex Jones and his group of writers are the ones exposing it and that the big powerful newspapers are lying and governors are lying. It freaks me out. I got kids. I don't want a government that's evil. I don't want a government that's lying all the time. I don't want to fight the government. I'm sick of it. I don't want a government that funds radical jihadists in 11 countries to take over and Obama, you know, and all his weird anti-Americanism. I'm sick of it. I'm on a power trip that I realize that I want freedom. I want justice. I'm a good guy. It doesn't make me feel good about myself that I'm not Obama or Hillary. It scares me. Joe Salente of Trends Research is our guest, and he's been getting into all this and looking at the facets of it. All I can tell you is I feel guilty that I don't have words, Gerald, to come up with to describe how much peril we're in. And again, they call you fear porn, me fear porn. We've been right all along. We're warning people about what's bad so we avoid it. You know, like when you're going around a mountain curve, it says, hey, big curve coming up, slow down. We're doing that lovingly because we care. We've been proven right. And then this gaggle of crazy people that called us racist and everything else, now we're Russian agents. They just seem committed like kamikazes to trying to stop things. That's why I'm so concerned. What do you think?
Well, you all should be concerned at what they're doing. They'll try to discredit anybody that doesn't put out the message that they want. I'm going to read to you. This is the headline. When I tell you where this comes from, you're going to be shocked. The lying campaign on Russian hacking. On Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama announced a series of measures targeting Russia, presented as retaliation for alleged cyber attacks carried out by the government of Vladimir Putin. The moves include the expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats and the imposition of economic sanctions against Russian intelligence agencies and officials. The media, led by the New York Times, praised the actions, with the Times declaring in the lead editorial that, quote, there should be no doubt about the correctness of President Obama's decision to retaliate against Russia for hacking American computers and trying to influence the 2016 presidential election, end quote. The U.S. media does not see fit to mention that the government making the accusations against Russia runs the world's largest hacking and cyber espionage program, the aim of which, according to documents released by Edward Snowden, is to collect or hack all data in the world under the slogan, collect it all, exploit it all. It goes on. This is from the World Socialist website.
Well, you know, Rolling Stone did a similar article, something about this Russian story stinks. And they just admit, I mean, they admit it's all fake. I mean,
think about who's doing this. And this is a World Socialist website that could see through the fraud of this government that we have that is destroying the future of we the people. And I really want to make this, we're going into the new year, and I call this a new year of joy and beauty. And I'm telling people, seize the opportunities.
Yeah, let's stop there. Before I let you launch, let's talk about it. That's what I wanted to hear. What was 2016 emblematic? How would you define 2016? The Great Awakening, the death of the media, the birth of nationalism, rebirth, and then how would you define the positive and negative opportunities of the new year we're now in day one of?
Make it new, go for it. Play the Trump card. It's there for you to take. The only thing that's holding you back from the future is yourself. Trump has proved it in every single way. He has shown that you can. He played the election the way he wanted to. He broke all the rules. There are no rules. These rules are put in place so we the people won't have the freedom to think for ourselves.
They're put in place so we lose.
You got it. So they could control us. Listen, he also killed political correctness. Now that Obama's leaving office, I could finally say again, I could call a spade, and no one will call me racist.
So it's the year political correctness died. In fact, we can't.
You got it. So what I'm saying to people, look at the opportunities that are being presented. We've done a 180 in our economic forecasts when Trump got in. You know how they used to call me gloom and doom on the economy. Now we changed the whole thing.
In fact, when he got elected, you talked about Trump euphoria. They're panicking, trying to block it, though, raising interest rates. And we know it was artificially low. We were against that because it was only for the insiders. He wants it low now for the people. What do you make of them trying to raise them, admittedly trying to dampen the, quote, Trump euphoria?
They have to raise them at some point. And they're raising them at a time when there's a... And when you saw when they raised them last year, the markets went into panic. This year they raised them with Trump coming in, what do we have, 17 record-breaking days.
And that's a big question, because we know big Wall Street's against Trump, but little Wall Street is actually overall is bigger than big Wall Street. What is Trump euphoria? It's so exciting.
The euphoria is, look what the people he brought in there. If I need negotiations going on in business, bring me a Wilbur Ross, a Mnuchin, or a Tillerson, because the tariff deals that we have stink. We used to have tariffs in place so they wouldn't be able to do like Nike does and other companies, bring in slave labor-made goods and sell.
That's right. He brought in three superstars who've always pushed Americana.
Exactly. And these guys are billionaires. They're not doing it for, if they do the work of we the people with their business sense, we could not have better people doing it. If they do it for us. Because the reality is, since Bill Clinton gave us NAFTA, we've had, 22 years of negative trade deficit.
And that's why globalists are scared, because they know they've had one-sided deals selling off our wealth. They are horrified.
And go back and look what we have now. 98% of all the clothing that we wear is made overseas. And then people say, well, you can't bring manufacturing back. Hey, you ever been to Germany? About 24% of their GDP is manufacturing-based, and there are people that work in those manufacturing plants, and no, they're not all run all by robots. They run, again, almost 25% of the GDP is manufacturing-based. They make what used to be called a living wage in America.
Sure, we should build a world that's pro-human. That's simple.
It's very simple. You have to put back in place what worked before. This isn't magic.
Well, why do you think they're so... I mean, looking at Trump, they are so panicked.
It's very simple. He destroyed the political system. You can go back. You don't even have to go back that far. You could go back to October 12th, less than a month before the election. The headlines in the paper, Ryan doesn't support Trump. They're fearing they're going to lose. Hillary Clinton soaring in the polls. He didn't care who supported him, who didn't support him. There is no political party. Who cares?
No, you're right. He called their hoax. We called it. We broke the trance. Come back. We're going to break this down. Listen, Trump smelled the whole thing, and it's happening everywhere. And I can't believe the elite still don't get it, Gerald. That's the thing. Even if they kill Trump, I've looked at the tea leaves. I've looked at every angle. That makes us bigger. I don't want him to die, but it's like... they're so crazy. They don't get what losers they are. They don't get how, no matter what path they take, they're done. We'll be back. Stay with us. Resistance to tyrants
is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, really, it's just common sense. There's always going to be people that have a thirst to dominate everybody and shut down competition and make people slaves. They don't want to compete. They don't want to have a free society. They want to dominate. That's why we have to cut them down politically. I didn't take any calls today. Tomorrow, I assuredly will. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. 4-hour transmission kicks off tomorrow. Second show of 2017. This is our first. I'm glad that Gerald Celente has been here with us. The crew keeps telling me, hey, you got to plug something. That's how we fund everything. We are extending the Christmas sale at least one more day into tomorrow. We've already extended it for like 5-6 days. We are having free shipping store-wide, and everything that hasn't sold out is still on 30-50% off. Many of our best-selling InfoWars Life formulas are already sold out at InfoWarsStore.com following our extended Christmas super sale, but some products are still available in a very limited quantities. This is the last chance to stock up on the remaining super high-quality nutraceuticals at sale pricing before we are forced to pull this extended Christmas sale. We've already sold out of DNA Force, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, BioTrue, Selenium, Child-Ease, and so many other products. Living Defense is 30% off. Parasite Cleanse. Supermel Vitality, about to sell out, 30% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off, plus 20% more each bottle. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 20% off. Survival Shield X2, the great good halogen, 30% off. Plus store-wide free shipping and 10% off additionally for all those that sign up for auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, just spread the links, the videos, the articles. It's changing the world. Gerald, in closing here in the 10 minutes we have left, I have to pinch myself. Getting into talk radio 27 years ago, I never intended to be like one of the main, juggernauts in the fight. It's crazy. I know you got involved politically decades ago. You probably didn't intend to be as prominent as you are. regardless, it shows us that we're fighting a bunch of scum. If more people got involved, we wouldn't even be in this position of being in a death battle right now. We're starting to get the initiative, I think, but still, it's such a crazy time to be alive. Then I look across the aisle at the globalists and their arrogance and their delusion and their craziness. I know we're going to win. My only concern is they might start a nuclear war, which they're trying to start right now, in a temper tantrum like toddlers to stop humanity moving along in progress. So I just can't express what an epic time we're alive in right now.
Well, it's true. I mean, look what they're doing now with NATO. They're moving more and more troops, the United States, onto the Russian borders. I mean, it's right there in the news if anybody wants to go look at it. But, of course, you don't get it from the mainstream media anymore. And, by the way, one of the things that George Soros said in his rant about Trump was he said that, I am confident that democracy will prove resilient in the United States' constitution and institutions, including the Fourth Estate. Now, we should go back to the Constitution and the institutions and democracy, because all the people that he supports, they took it away from us. But anyway, he says, including the Fourth Estate. Well, you see, what Trump doesn't do is he doesn't read the Trends Journal, because it's one of our top trends for 2017. The Fourth Estate is dead. There is no Fourth Estate. The executive branch.
And that's my next question. What are they going to do now that the mainstream media is so dead, so discredited? They want to censor us. How's that going to go?
It's not going to go, because if they don't put us on Google or Facebook, new ones are going to be created. Oh, and by the way, when they try to discredit us, they do everything they can, like Google did to me. You know what happened? They had someone took out a Gerald Celente blog spot. It got like 27 million page views. So what's this person who takes my name out doing? He's making a ton of money off me through Google Ads. So we contact Google saying this is a false site, and they're putting anti-Semitic things up there. They're putting all false information, including real information, discrediting me. We're getting tons of emails saying, how could I do this? I've been a fan of yours for years. I respected you. And now the Gerald Celente blogspot, they see all this ugly stuff I'm putting out. We had several lawyers contact them. They never responded. They refused to do anything. We had to take them to the Second District Court in New York City. It was a federal case. Google defended people putting out fake news about me. They brought their chief.
Oh, I know. That's what they do. They put at the top people that say they're me with all these lies. They'll even edit me together and then put it out with the most outlandish crap. And again, we're in an information war. The good news is Zuckerberg and all their crap at Facebook and Google didn't work. So now I welcome them trying to censor us. That's going to blow up in their face.
Exactly. But it cost me. I had to hire a major firm, Pryor Cashman, in New York City, to take him to the Second District Court to get this site down. They refused to take it down. Google was defending fake news. They sent their chief counsel to defend fake news, defaming Gerald.
No, I agree. So what do you make of it blowing up in their face? That the Washington Post.
It's one of our other trends. Silicon Valley is going to become Rust Belt 2.0. They just showed how empty they are, how narrow-minded they are. Hey, guys, you lost the election. Could you get that in your head? You had the best and your so-called brightest of arrogant people, and you lost the election. There's going to be Silicon Valley. The other Rust Belts died because they needed their natural resources or their transportation systems. The mine could be anywhere, and it's leaving Silicon Valley. It's going around the world and around the nation.
Let me ask you this. I love California. It's a pretty state, but it's full of socialists and bedwetters and everybody. Doesn't it seem like California is really declining?
Oh, it is. And again, we just saw Hollywood got wiped out by Trump. And Silicon Valley, their two biggest assets, they lost. The Zuckerbergs lost, the Schmidts lost, the Katzenbergs, the Spielbergs, they lost. They lost. So let's call a loser and a spade a spade.
Sure, we're only got 3 minutes left. Look, Merkel stands by migrant policy in New Year's speech as we see a bunch of people killed in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. Nothing against Muslims, but why is our government funding the most radical Muslims to infiltrate? Then our media tries to cover up when they attack us. What's the point behind the whole Muslim invasion?
The whole thing is, I mean, there's another point to this too. Look at all the people that they've killed with the Libyan war that Obama started.
Sure, they destabilize the Middle East and dump all the refugees on us.
Yeah. I mean, how many would they kill? Over a million people in Iraq? Hey, listen, Alex, suppose a foreign country suppose they don't like Trump, and they say, this guy shouldn't be president, let's go attack the United States of America, and they wipe out everybody that we love and destroy everything that we have. You think we'd become radicalized?
Yes, we would.
So what Trump is, at least he's saying things like, no more this toppling of governments.
Well, he's common sense. Russia. He's like, Russia isn't attacking us. China is. We're going to oppose China. It's like common sense. Like, oh, Russia's being nice. We won't attack you. Oh, China, you want to fight? Well, we'll prepare for that.
And again, you look at him saying he doesn't want to topple other governments. The only way out for all of this, as we see it, is peace.
I agree. Free market innovation working together. Not paying for $1.5 billion, $1 trillion program for jet fighters that don't work.
Again, all those Bernie Sanders fans of you guys out there, you know, you loved him. He wanted to bring those F-35 useless planes up into the Burlington Airport. But that's what we're saying, and Trump came out against that. Look what he's doing already in reversing the outflow of jobs to other countries. And you said it before, the emotional and the psychological counts. You look at the data. The data doesn't lie. The prostitutes lie. The data is showing small businesses and businesses are optimistic.
Restaurants, small stores. So in closing, we got 1 minute left. They're trying to block him. Obama admits he scorched earth blocking it. How do you see this unfolding?
It's going to be a fight right up to Inauguration Day. Once Inauguration Day happens, the whole thing is going to change, and we think it's going to move very positively, and that's why we're telling people to seize the opportunities now.
I know this. If they block Trump or kill him or something, they're going to pay. I mean, I'm not threatening people.
If they kill Trump, we're going to see a civil war. Look, you asked me this many, many months ago, and I said, of course he could be assassinated. If they kill Trump, there'll be a civil war in this country.
And I'm not looking for trouble, but all these people want a big fight. They want to fight with fighters. They're really stupid. I mean, don't you agree with these people wanting to fight? They're not. They must have never been in one, Gerald.
They're losers. Look what they do. Of course they don't, because real fighters don't want to fight if you don't have to. They're crybaby losers. They make up this stuff about Russia. Again, as I went down the list, Hollywood lost, Silicon Valley lost, the major media lost. They all lost.
That's it. Losers hate Trump. And it's his to lose if he just stands up for what's right. Gerald, let's talk to you soon. It was great to have you as the first guest of 2017. Hard to believe we're in 2017, brother.
Happy New Year and all the best for a great year of joy and beauty.
You bet. As soon as I get out of the office, I'm going to call you about that thing we were talking about.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Great job to the crew. Thanks for coming in on this day. They're trying to start civil war. They're trying to overthrow Trump. Just pray to God, get on your knees, and also take action. Infowars.com. We love you all.